Remember MySpace? It used to be the social media juggernaut, the place where teens especially made personalized web pages. Then Facebook took over, and more of teens' online social lives moved to phones. Now the conversations are spread across many social networks. For our monthly look at media for young people, NPR's Sammy Yenigun talked with a group of suburban teens to find out how they use all these different platforms.
18-year-old Jamal Royster's phone is packed with apps, all the usual suspects.
I got some Twitter, some Snapchat, some Vine, I got Instagram and Facebook.
This cozy living room in suburban Maryland has about a dozen teens sitting on couches in the carpeted floor. They've come to tell me how they talk, to friends of friends, to Facebook friends.
Long-lost friends, you usually hit them up on Facebook, like messages. I've gotten messages like that and like caught up with my friends, like I'm catching up with my friend Paul right now.
But 17-year-old Jelani Williamson says he doesn't use it much anymore.
I used to be on Facebook daily until my aunt friend requested me.
But there are a couple things Facebook's still good for. Practical things, like messaging, coordinating on school projects when you don't want to hand out your phone number, and inviting friends to parties. Well, parties at someone else's house, Williamson says.
Oftentimes, like, parties that are all over social media get, like, busted by the cops really easily.
Okay, so how do you invite friends over without inviting the 5-0? 18-year-old Darian Carr used to use the messaging app Kik when he had an iPod Touch. Kik's just like texting, but over the internet. No cell phone service required. But then Carr got an iPhone, and Kik sort of dropped off.
Not a lot of people had it, and it was just more practical to text people than to use Kik.
For quick, one-on-one conversations, texting rules. But for personal expression, teens like Royster take to Twitter.
People be in their feelings on Twitter. They vent.
It's a place for opinions, Williamson says.
Usually I tweet like what's on my mind, like, oh, like Beyonce looks amazing in this video.
But Twitter's focus is text. When these kids want a more visual way to share themselves, they do what Grace Pleahall does.
I'm a self-proclaimed Instagram addict. I Instagram everything. Like, it's kind of like my way of showing my life to the world, I guess. So, yeah, I use it a lot.
Pleahall's world, her friends, her surroundings, are sent through grainy filters to her 600-something Instagram followers. She says she takes a lot of selfies, pictures of herself, hanging out in New York, chilling in the subway, spending time with her siblings, etc. Jelani Williamson says it's how you let your friends know you're keeping it real.
Instagram is used to, like, verify your life because, like, at school and things like that, you can just say that you do things that you don't. And people do that a lot. But if you Instagram it, it's like, yes, I didn't make this up.
But not everyone feels comfortable posting pictures of themselves online. And for those camera-shy sharers, there's Tumblr, says Caroline Lamb.
It's showing your life without showing your face. So, like, Instagram, you show your life and yourself in your life. But on Tumblr, you, like, put quotes and pictures of other people doing funny stuff.
It's well understood in this group of kids that once a picture makes its way onto a site like Tumblr, it'll likely never fully disappear from the web. So what if you want to share a picture, but you don't want it to hang around? Royster says, Snapchat.
The reason for Snapchat, like, whoever thought of that, like, I'm worried about what they were thinking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pictures that just disappear after 10 seconds, like...
Yeah. Makes sense that selfies get a little racy when they only live for a little while. Snapchat, like Instagram, is for still photos, and one of the newer platforms, Vine, is for short films. Really short. 7 seconds. 17-year-old Jesse Annabonham says Vine videos tend to be well thought out short movies. His favorite this week?
The Waka Flocka Elmo Vine.
Drinking champagne, one deep in my Phantom Ghost.
That's a 7-second loop of Sesame Street's favorite red furball getting down to the sounds of Waka Flocka Flame. But this video wasn't just on Vine. When you upload, Vine lets you post to Facebook and Twitter at the same time. All of these networks are connected. In fact, Annabonham says he watches Vines without even having the Vine app.
For some reason, my phone won't let me download Vine. I don't know why, but if I see it on Twitter, I'll, like, favorite it and then show somebody because it's funny.
One person in this room, 15-year-old Carmen Hamlet, has been really quiet this whole time.
I don't have a phone.
So when Hamlet wants to hang in this vibrant cyber world of jokes, jams, and social scrapbooking, she has to borrow a phone. Or she could always go back to a computer. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.